So let us pray. Almighty God, creator of the known worlds and universes, and those we don't even know about, the creator of each one of us through your order, by your purpose, and in your design, the God who is still on the throne, we come to you in the name of Christ, who sits at your right hand, interceding for us, and it's in his name we come today. Father, we thank you this morning that you hear our prayers. We thank you that we have this opportunity to come together to share in our journey this time of worship and praise. And Father, as we have come together today, we seek forgiveness for sins. We seek strength to forgive sin. And Father, we seek more than either of these, your Holy Spirit to help us love as we have been loved. And Father, as we come today, we come with hearts with many needs and concerns within our own lives and within the lives of others. And Father, we lift this family up who has lost a loved one in their 30s. The devastation, the heartbreak, the pain, the whys, and I don't understands that will come with it. Comfort them and be with them. For Tom's sister, as she struggles now to figure out which way and how bad, Father, we pray for her and the doctors and those who will minister care to her. And Father, we didn't say this aloud, but we want to pray for Renee Bustos' sister, whose little baby was born at only just a little over 3 pounds, who's going to be in the NICU unit for several days or weeks. Father, we pray for that family and that blessed child. And Father, you've heard the other needs, but you've also heard the needs that are there upon our hearts, silently lifted before you. And Father, we just bring it all to you as we continue to pray for each other, for our church, our community, our nation, the nations around the world, the posturing, the politics, the saber rattling. Father, I would pray that we would realize the story of the rock, that within each one of us is the image of God, and that we would know peace truly in Christ Jesus. And Father, we do pray for those who suffered times of disaster, whatever that disaster may be, from a hurricane, tropical storms, tornadoes, flooding, earthquakes, the ravages of wars, skirmishes, fights, for those who find themselves oppressed, denied, imprisoned wrongly, who find themselves under the thumb of a tyrant. Father, we pray that you comfort them and strengthen them, and that you soften the hearts and dissolve the tyranny. For the isms that rack our communities with devastating effects of division, Father, we lift it before you today. Father, we find it so sad that it takes a tragedy to bring out the good in people. So, Father, hear us as we pray for those needs we don't know, for those who are in hospitals, nursing homes, and those who are waiting to hear from doctors. Father, we lift them up today. And now we'd ask that you hear us in voice and heart as we pray together as you taught your disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.